91% of the time Democrat Mark Kelly voted with Socialist Bernie Sanders. By Wendell Hasebo on October 1, 2022. Senator Mark Kelly's, Diaz, voting record is nearly identical to that of Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Despite the Arizona senator positioning himself as a moderate Democrat, Kelly has voted with the Socialists more than 90% of the time, according to ProPublica. Out of 773 votes in the 2021 to 2022 congressional cycle, they have disagreed on only 69 votes, or 9%. Both senators voted for the $1.5 trillion omnibus spending, $1.9 trillion for coronavirus corporate bailout, and $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill, items that fueled soaring inflation. Experts project inflation will cost American families $5,520 this year. Since the Democrats assumed the legislative and executive branches of government, Americans have lost $4,200 in annual income, a recent Heritage Foundation study shows. 61% of general election voters believe the economy is in a recession. Sanders and Kelly's records on illegal immigration are equally notable. The fallout from the policies has been equally devastating. Kelly voted in 2021 to defund border wall construction three times. He voted against Title 42 three times, along with voting against hiring 18,000 Border Patrol agents before any new IRS agents are hired. Bernie's positions on illegal immigration are similar. The Socialist supports expanding deferred action for childhood arrivals, DACA, ending former President Trump's zero-tolerance policy and Trump's Remain in Mexico policy. President Joe Biden has channeled many of Kelly and Sanders' immigration policies into policy. According to NBC News on Thursday, Biden is preparing an executive order to allow thousands of migrants to remain in the United States. Biden has tried to lift Title 42, but a federal judge temporarily blocked him. The president has also lifted Trump's Remain in Mexico policy, which refers to Biden's policy of releasing migrants throughout the nation while they await a court hearing, rather than detaining them, as required by law. Meanwhile, illegal immigration is setting records. Nearly 2 million illegal migrants entered the nation this fiscal year. August represents the fifth consecutive month in which migrant apprehensions exceeded 180,000 migrants. Trump-endorsed candidate Blake Masters has slammed opponent Kelly for not stopping illegal immigration into Arizona. Mark Kelly is personally responsible for the worst border crisis our state and our nation have ever seen, Masters said on August 3. He has never once lifted a finger to stop it, has never once used his influence to make Biden end it, has never once to this day simply said, stop releasing illegal immigrants into this state. Imagine all the terrorists who snuck in but weren't caught, Masters posted on Twitter. Brought to you by Joe Biden and Mark Kelly. Masters is currently trailing in the polls, but surveys show a large number of voters are undecided. The number of undecideds is an important metric in a state where the incumbent has not sealed a majority of support from the electorate. When independents learn about Mark Kelly's voting record, he pretends to be independent but actually he votes in lockstep for Joe Biden's failed agenda. Well, that's pretty much all they need to know to come over to our side and vote Republican for a change, Masters told her on Wednesday. Independent voters amount to 1.4 million in Arizona and make up about one-third of Arizona's population. According to a recent Emerson College poll, Masters is behind Kelly overall by just 2 points, 45-47%, with 5% undecided. According to a second poll by Suffolk University, 7% of the electorate are undecided, which suggests Masters has a strong path to victory. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.